Model War.
Jim and I love making models. Models of fighter jets, tanks, hot rods, everything. When we were finished, we would hang them on fishing line and make them fight to the death. That looked cool, but it got boring. So,
let's blow them up!
Yes, we decided that we would blow them up. So, we went outside, crammed the bomb bays and trenches with firecrackers, and lit them all up together. We waited until the last quarter inch of fuse was left.
Three, two, one, go!
We threw the planes up and kaboom went the firecrackers. The planes' remaining camel-colored bits showered down the most amazing fire show ever. But we needed more. Then I had an idea. A buddy of mine told me about something.
If you tie a dry cleaning bag into knots and light it on fire, it'll drip hot plastic and make a cool bomb noise.
Jim and I decided to try the attack of the dry cleaning bag on our army, but just to be safe, we did it in the basement. We set everything up, the tanks, the jeeps, everything else. Jim held up the knotted dry cleaning bag.
You ready?
Totally ready. It made the best firebombs we ever saw. The noise was perfect.
Yo, so cool!
Wow. The German panda tank got hit first. The soldiers in it screaming for help as their tank got turned into a blobbing mess. The US Jeep was next to suffer this horrible fate. Its strong steel like a bug getting obliterated by the nuke.
Hey, what's that on the ceiling?
I think that's a smoke cloud. Better open up the windows. Months later...
Hey, Greg, why are there black marks on the ceiling?
I don't know.
And nobody asked us, so we didn't say anything.